Gary Quist joining us now from Racing and Sport. Look back at the main races for the weekend. G'day, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, good. Sure, yourself?
Good, thank you. I suppose we looked north to Queensland, to the Gold Coast, was the main, the main group type races, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. The activity moved north, yeah. So the show just keeps rolling on, doesn't it?
It does, and the Snowden camp keep producing nice winners in the Silk Stocking. I've got the looks. And a good run on that by Estonian Princess as well.
Yeah, look, she's a very smart mare. I've got the looks, you know. She obviously was late Guy Walker before, trained her and now the Spades have got her and she's just been, you know, in dynamic form since she's been there. We've got her going to her running almost to her career best there on Saturday. She's always good fresh and she did that again Saturday. So it's the way that she's come back, I'd say that she's probably got, you know, another length or so up her sleeve when we see her next. And, of course, Estonian Princess is already a Group 3 winner at Randwick last year. And first up as well for her for a new trainer, Gerald Ryan, there on Saturday. And she ran about £5 below her peak, so there's room for her to improve as well. And she's another mare that does improve into a preparation. So I think both those mares can, you know, find suitable races going forward.
Gary, the Prime Minister's Cup, interesting, Neo, I noticed, had almost a year off there at one point.
Sorry, Sean?
And Neo, the winner of the Prime Minister's Cup, had almost a year off at one point.
Yes, he did, former Kiwi galloper, and his form back in New Zealand was quite strong. He was very consistent there, winning or placing at sort of group three level, and he's come across there on Saturday, and he's had four runs now in Australia. It came off a, like you say, a 300-odd day break, and taking him a couple of runs to get, his fitness levels up, but he did win very well there on Saturday, and he's on his figure there. He's got probably 7 or 8 pounds in hand on his best New Zealand form, which is out to a mile. So I think we're going to see him improve even more now he's with Stuart Sendick up in Brisbane. Was with Murray Baker when he was in New Zealand. So he's obviously had a few issues, but he's a very consistent horse and gets through the heavy ground as well. So that's something to keep in mind as we move forward in the carnival up there.
Well, the Hawks camp had a good day. They almost took out the Prime Minister's Cup of Ninth Legion.
Yeah, look, he's been very consistent, that galloper as well. He's been just touched off a few times he was very good there on Saturday for sure. And I'm not sure where he might go. I mean, race like Stradbroke, might suit him, or they might roll him out to race like the Durban Cup. It'll be interesting to see which direction they go. But whatever they do with him, I'm sure they'll make the right decision.
All right, now, what did you make of Big Tree, the winner of the Ken Russell Classic?
Look, he's a big, strong horse. I mean, obviously 60-1. He wasn't sort of expected to do a great deal there on Saturday, but led throughout and got a pretty soft lead early. They did go very slow and with the way the track was playing, it did make the task of backmarkers pretty difficult. Second race start, and we've got him going to time form figure 105, which is quite a good number for a two-year-old having his second race start. So despite the odds on offer there on Saturday, he might just be better than what was probably thought, although I did hear that he'd actually trialled and worked very well coming into the race, so it probably wasn't a total surprise. And, of course, a Regatta Rebel, day horse coming off that good run in Sydney and ran well enough there, but probably improvement to come from there as well.
With Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports, these victory stakes, the Group 2 at the Gold Coast. You'd love a horse as honest as ball of muscle. They're tough, and Shrikandi, another great effort too.
Yeah, exactly, Sean. Quite interesting little race. I mean, Shrikandi, is only very lightly raced and obviously didn't come up in the spring and saved for her winter at Carnival again, where she performed so well last year, and just going down the final start up there in the Stradbroke handicap, the race that they've certainly got their eye on again. She hadn't raced for 322 days, and have her prepared. Now, Kieran Marston, terrific job getting her there on Saturday in peak condition. And she's run to a new career peak for us. She only very lightly raced, and she's ran to 112 and a very good time figure out of the race as well. The race was run very efficiently on time, so there's a lot to like about the performance of the Candy, and it all adds up, I think, to her having a very successful campaign going forward. She's already, as I said, gone to a new level there on Saturday, and scope for more to come just to, she, I think the next start's the BTC Cup, and there hasn't been a winner of this race take that double in the last 10 years. Not that that's, Andy knows that, but certainly it'll depend on who she comes up against. But, and also the race has been a good guide for the Denbin 10,000 as well. So a lot of positive there for her. And Ball of Muscle, to say, you know, he's a very, very consistent horse. And he's actually stepped up to the mark pretty well this campaign. Obviously, Joe Price decided to test him against some of the better opposition. And he came through that on Saturday in flying colours. And also he ran to a slightly improved figure. And, of course, Dances for Stars never been out of the place at the Gold Coast. So I thought Neudart, probably the way the race was run wasn't really to suit Neudart. There's probably a race for him up there somewhere as well.
Now, the Hollandale was an interesting race because the emergencies, all of those would have been wrapped to get a run right down to the bottom one, and Lee Baz was the one who did and got the money.
Yeah, we've seen that before with Kermit, haven't we? Look, the horse has done a good job with the Sky and Blinkers on Saturday, obviously made the difference, and you know, he was strong there at the finish. And again, another race that was run pretty efficiently on our time standards, and we've got him going to a figure 118 there on Saturday, which is just as good as he's gone in the past. So maybe that's about his level, but even at that level, there's certainly some, you know, other races for him up there in Brisbane. I mean, Sir Moments, the local galloper, you know, ran out of his skin here. Whether or not he can repeat this figure that he ran, which is about £7 above what he's seen we produced before, remains to be seen. But he is a very consistent horse, and certainly on his home turf up there, he'll certainly find a race, I think, that will suit him. This race has been a pretty good guide to the Denbin Cup, Sean. There's been, in the last 10 years, there's been four winners complete the double. Obviously, Streamer last year, but before her, there was Metal Bender in 2010, Scenic Shot in 2008, and Above Deck in 2006. So the signs are there good for Lee Baz, who was obviously second in the race last year. So he's going the right way for sure.
And finally, so the Hawks came home with a big run. They got Nostradamus up in the Guineas, the Group 3.
Yeah, look, he's a talented horse, Nostradamus. He's bumped into all the good ones all the way through and, you know, never really disgraced. He's always been thereabouts, and a big class drop there on Saturday for him, back to this level. And of course, under the, you know, the set weight scale sort of made it a very attractive race for Nostradamus. And he had no trouble, you know, putting the field away, and I guess you'll hear for some of the set weight 3-year-old races while he's up there, and the way that he's racing, and certainly some of the collateral form around his performances in Sydney, I'd say would give him very strong chances in those races. And Time for More resumed there for Stuart Kendrick. First start for Stuart there on Saturday, ran very well. He's actually been a winner at 1350 at Doomed previously, so be no concerns for him to get out in distance as well. And Traveston Girl, who we saw in Melbourne in the spring, ran so well there, placing in 1,000 guineas, was very good returning as well. And she got back and ran on, no doubt be better suited by longer distances up there in Brisbane during the carnival.
All right, Gary, finally, which performance caught your eye the most?
Look, I think for Candy, Sean, I think she's...
smart, isn't she?
Yeah, she's smart, and she just knows where the winning line is, and I think that's you'd just like those horses to put their head out on the post, don't you?
Yeah, they have a real crack. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, good on you, Sean.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Crisp there from Racing and Sports.